I think that there's going to be it's going to be an interesting knock-on effect, obviously, that will happen for various businesses, which may have to refashion themselves or restructure themselves. And that almost always, as we're seeing with the government now, that is something that happens with respect to labor. Andre Flock happens to be an attorney who specializes in employment relations. He joins me now about a very interesting constitutional court ruling with respect to the guidelines that will govern retrenchment, which is becoming such a bigger and bigger reality for all of us business owners at this particular time. Andre, for the first time on the show, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you?
Good morning, Refilwe. I'm fine, and you?
I'm excellent. Very good. Thank you. All right. So talk to us about this judgment that came from Judge Matopo.
You're talking about the Constitutional Court one?
Correct.
That's the whole group of judges.
Correct, sorry.
If we read the whole nearly 70-page judgment, we see the agreements and disagreements. Refilwe, I think it's an important judgment. I think one that employers should certainly take note of. It's a confirmation of a long history of the dispute between the parties. It's the third or fourth round between them. In a sense, the Constitutional Court just gives us a stamp of approval, just confirms the previous decisions by the other courts, the lower courts. But in another sense, it reminds us how both the employer and, in this case, the union, the labor union, should be very responsible in approaching situations like this. We have a few hundred people involved.
I apologize for interrupting you, Andre. Yeah. Just to take a step back, this is with respect to the case between NUMSA and Avenged Trident Steel. They're trying to reinstate more than 700 workers, and obviously will have far-reaching implications for how we look at retrenchment for going forward and how we restructure our operations with respect to Section 189, which we all have become quite familiar with as affected employees most likely being retrenched. So what does the ruling imply in that case?
Well, the ruling was an attack to simplify by NUMSA representing those few hundred people. NUMSA's argument was that Avenge and Imperial in that case was trying to hide a dismissal for the employees' refusal to accept amended working conditions as a retrenchment. Of course, Avenge took the contrary view, and as we see at the end of this whole process, the Constitutional Court agreed with Avenge that it was a retrenchment, that it was a proper termination of employment for operational requirements. And this is of course where the employer would have to be very sharp in making that distinction going forward.
So what we're saying, I mean, let's use the current environment as an example. You know, under the auspices of COVID-19, the pandemic, the lockdown, we've seen a number of businesses, hope to claim or use that perhaps were not running very well, let's say, before COVID anyway. They're kind of using this as an opportunity, quite opportunistically, to say, well, it's time for me to have a Section 189. Is that an example that we could use?
Very much. This case
might be impactful.
Very much. You're going to the prudent employer would now be very much aware of this important distinction. Am I retrenching people? Or is there something behind this? Am I actually really just dismissing them because they don't want to, for example, accept new working conditions or reduced wages or something like that? In that sense, this judgment is extremely relevant and topical for COVID-19.
Okay. Going forward, is there any likelihood that NUMSA or might be able to actually fight this, battle this, or is this would be final, obviously, it coming from the Constitutional Court?
I would advise them to firstly throw in the towel at this stage. It really has been more than enough. And I also think, with all respect, I think there's if they read this properly, there's NUMSA and unions in general. I think it's a clarion call for unions to approach this type of negotiations very responsibly. We see a clear line if we read the judgment where the parties fell apart years ago. Where things could have been different if the negotiations were handled differently, and in this case, I think that should go on the union, for them to reconsider how they approach this type of thing.
Absolutely, I can only imagine the kind of impact that it'll have. For example, for Minister Ditumbuweni, with the public servants who might need to find themselves rationed and cut down. Andre, so grateful for your perspectives. Workplace conflict negotiator Andre Flock giving us his thoughts on that Concord ruling. What are your thoughts with respect to retrenchment, giving a little bit more, leeway to employers after that finding?